Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves here, and we're still doing some election recap stuff. There's still some stuff worthy of talking about. I definitely wanted to discuss Joe Jorgensen and the Libertarians. By the way, it was Wyoming. There's actually a state representative. A Libertarian won a state representative seat for, the first time in decades.
Nice.
And I mean, in decades for the entire country. Because Libertarian Party candidates generally will not win the elections that they're in because the mainstream media does not pay them any attention. They don't get a fair shake when it comes to being invited to debates and things like that. But in this particular case, the gentleman in Wyoming who won was in a two-way race. So he actually had a chance. And if you're a Libertarian running in a two-way race, you actually will get some news media.
What was the other candidate?
I think it was a Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah. So kudos to that guy. Unfortunately, there's not much else to say about Wyoming. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It was the second place state in the Free State Project. We were, I don't know if you were saying it on the air. Nobody, I think we might have said it off the air, but it was the state of Alaska. You were saying you had voted in second place for the Free State Project's 10 states, where they had the Free State Project, this migration of Libertarians to one target state. They had 10 states from which to choose. It was back in 2002, I think, when the vote happened. Maybe it was 2003. It was 2003 when the vote happened. Wyoming ended up getting second place in that vote after New Hampshire. And New Hampshire won by a landslide compared to Wyoming, if I recall correctly. Alaska finished third in that particular election, and I don't recall where the other states were. But it was Alaska where Libertarian Joe Jorgensen actually did the best. She got 2.7% of the vote. Nationwide, however, she's got about 1.1%. So nowhere near as close as Gary Johnson did in 2016. But I don't think that's because Gary Johnson was a better candidate than Joe Jorgensen. I think that Joe Jorgensen was a fine candidate. You know, she was, I think, a better one than Gary Johnson, but she just didn't get any media attention at all. She did do some campaigning. She did do some, physical, real-life campaigning where she actually went places, so kudos to her for that. But the amount of total campaigning that one could do this year was severely limited. The number of venues available to do anything in was limited. And the media attention was entirely limited. I mean, it's always hard for a Libertarian to get any kind of news media, and I don't remember seeing a whole lot for Joe Jorgensen. Nobody, I don't know if you recall any particularly noteworthy Joe Jorgensen campaign events or mentions.
I mean, no, they pretty much ignored her. Yeah. The news media is all in. Well, they're mostly in for the Democrats, but they're all in for the duopoly.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the duopoly that pays their bills and pays their bribes, and that's who they're going to support always.
Now she gets the USA Today article after the fact.
Yeah, well, once it's safe, they might say something about her.
Yeah, and it is noteworthy that she is the difference between the candidates in some of these toss-up states, so she'll probably get some more coverage after the fact. And you know what? Libertarians should take the coverage wherever they can get it. I mean, ultimately, the whole point of a candidate like Joe Jorgensen is to get the word out about freedom, to do that as effectively as they possibly can. So she is, she's done an all right job of that. It says here, and that's pretty much a story from USA Today, but I also have the one from Reason, which is, of course, a pretty libertarian publication, so I wanted to get their perspective on things as well. And they write, with the most of the Electoral College map filled out the morning after Election Day, Libertarian Party presidential nominee Joe Jorgensen had already received the second highest number of votes in her party's 49-year history. That's 1.58 million and counting. Now, of course, there are more people in the country than there were 49 years ago, so it's not really fair to compare the number of votes that a candidate receives, but comparing percentages certainly makes sense. Going on, Jorgensen, a psychology lecturer at Clemson and the 1996 running mate of LP stalwart Harry Brown, is currently at 1.14% of the national vote, a tick above the party's second and third best showing, which was Ed Clark from 1980, who got 1.06%, and Gary Johnson, who received 0.99% back in 2012. With votes still being tallied and nails still being bitten in several battleground states, Jorgensen's vote total currently exceeds the margin between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in three states, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, and in Nevada. And actually, this was written a couple days ago, or a day and a half ago, so they didn't know that now in Pennsylvania she's also exceeding the margin. So basically in all of the battleground states, Joe Jorgensen exceeds the margin. The 1.14% marks a steep drop-off from Gary Johnson's 3.28% back in 2016. There are several reasons for the Libertarian Party to see the glass as half full in these results. For one, Jorgensen beat every other third-party and independent candidate in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Sorry, Kanye. The Libertarian is quintupling the Green Party nominee Howie Hawkins' current total of 0.23%. So the Green Party fell off the radar this year in a pretty big way. If you recall, it was 2012 and 2016. Both the Green Party candidate and the Libertarian Party candidate were the same. And what I mean by that is the Green Party candidate was the same in 2012 and 2016, and also the Libertarian Party. So it was, what was the Green Party gal's name? Gary Johnson, and then it was a female. It's not coming to me at the moment, but so that same lady, she did not get the nomination this time. I don't know if she tried for it, but another guy named Howie Hawkins did, and he just didn't make a showing at all. In fact, we were talking about the Alaska results on our...
Stein.
Thank you, Jill Stein.
Yes.
That was her name. And she did pretty well. Like, she and both she and... What was interesting in 2016 was that she and Gary Johnson basically tripled their vote totals between 2012 and 2016. So what that told me was that 2016 was a particular year where people were really upset at the major parties' choices. Mm-hmm. They abandoned the Republicans and Democrats' choices in 2016, and they went with the Libertarians and Greens. It looks like that didn't happen so much this year, as Jorgensen was more in line with the typical Libertarian Party vote totals at around 1%. So it seemed like people felt like they needed to go back to the two big parties this year.
Yeah, I mean,
sadly,
as horrible as Joe Biden is, and, you know, the guy is a senile and a child molester, but...
looks like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have seen him putting his hands on children on film.
If you haven't seen it, go to joebiden.info. I suspect that website's still there with the video footage.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. I feel bad for those kids.
I want to go to Russ. He's on the line in Huntsville, Alabama. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WBHP. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, I have been a libertarian since 2014-ish is when I got on board, and I did vote for Gary Johnson. But this election cycle has really been different, because if you can name one or two polls in which Joe Jorgensen was included in order to get on the debate stage, I would love to hear them, because I've been looking for them, mm-hmm. and we just cannot find them. They don't exist, and it's because... I think the media, who's in bed with all the lobbyists and the two major parties in the country, they were terrified of Joe Jorgensen. She mm-hmm. had the ability to speak and deliver the answers that they just were terrified about. And so they didn't even include her on the polls, which you have to have 5% polling in order to get on the debate stage. They didn't even include her name on the polls. And that is what I hope all of your listeners would just, you know, think about for just a moment. You're being run and ruled and railroaded by these two parties that make the rules.
Russ, hold that thought. If you got more to say, we'll bring it back.
Not only do I have
it. And losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Ian and...
nobody.
In studio here, phone lines are open. You can take control of the airwaves. That's what we do. We've been talking about Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate, weighing in at about 1.14% as of a day or so ago. I haven't gotten the updated numbers on that, but not quite the performance of Gary Johnson from 2016, but better than Gary Johnson's performance in 2012. Actually makes her the second best performing by percentage points and also, I think, number of votes in the party's 49-year history, so 1.58 million and counting as of the writing of this Reason.com piece. We can continue with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive periodic airdrops of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community, democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We go back to Russ in Huntsville, Alabama, listening to WBHP. Rush, you're back on. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was saying a minute ago, you know, that the two parties in this entire election season just completely ignored and did not physically include Joe Jorgensen in the poll. So yep. There was no way for them to know what she was polling at to include her in the debate. And I think they did that purely because they were afraid of her.
And it's nothing new. I mean, they've been that way when it comes to the third parties. They just don't even want to ask the question because, yeah, I mean, it's a terrifying thing for these old political parties to actually have to face fresh ideas. Now, it's not to say that the ideas of liberty are particularly new. They're not. But to the average voter, they will certainly appear to be something fresh. They'll be something different and something worthy of consideration. And so anything they can do to keep those ideas off of the table, they're going to do that. That's why the Commission for Presidential Debates was set up by the Republicans and Democrats after Ross Perot. It made a huge impact back in 1992. They said, whoa, we can't have this happen again.
Yeah, the League of Women Voters used to run the presidential campaign.
That's right, the debates.
The debates up until that point, and they said they would not participate if it was only Democrats and Republicans allowed to participate. And so the Democrats and Republicans said, well, that's okay. We'll run a Democrat and Republican-only debate, and we'll do that, you know, under our total control, and we will make it impossible for anyone else to compete. And that's enough reason to overthrow this government right there, because all of us who are not Democrats and who are not Republicans, and, you know, anybody who isn't a scumbag isn't a Democrat or a Republican, all of us are disenfranchised.
Well, look, nobody, the fact is you're not going to be able to overthrow the federal government. They're a humongous world power, and they've got a lot of bombs and a lot of tanks and a lot of scary people who are going to, kill you if that's what they got to do to keep their power. I think you're better off having libertarians.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Well, I'd rather have liberty rather than death.
I prefer liberty, too.
And I think that
I
we can
definitely prefer liberty, and I think that what's more important is that there needs to be an unveiling of the rules and who's setting up the rules, because if we're all going to be just herded like children, is this something that we want to participate in? And what it's going to wind up doing, hopefully in time, that unveiling will happen and people will see, oh, well, we're playing by dirty rules. We're playing a dirty game. And, you know, it's set up for failure for the people that are like-minded or not a part of the lobbyist-centered, big money, swamp. And, you know, really, it goes a little bit to what the appeal Donald Trump had in 2016 was drain that swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what libertarians have really wanted for, you know, forever. And that is to be able to participate on a level that is more intellectual and not just a good old boys club.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of people did like the idea of draining the swamp. But the reality is the swamp has not been drained. Donald Trump.
Absolutely
kept,
not.
He kept all the swamp creatures swimming around. You know, he changed a few of them out, but he put more swamp creatures in, and it's like, you know, it didn't make any kind of difference whatsoever.
Yeah, the one guy that he pardoned was the scumbag from Illinois who sold his Senate seat.
Oh, you're talking about Blagojevich, the governor?
Yeah.
He pardoned him. He also pardoned Roger Stone, who was one of his buddies. As well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was excluding members of his campaign. You can kind of assume they're going to get pardoned.
Right. Hey, Russ, yeah. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah. I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you. And rather than a suicide mission running up against the violence of the federal government, I think there are some other opportunities here, Nobody. Number one, that would be to gather liberty-minded folks in one geographic area so we can actually have a shot at freedom. Because here, the liberty-minded folks actually get attention. Here, the media cannot ignore us. And you're certainly you ran for governor this year, Nobody, as a Republican.
I was pretty well ignored.
And they did
pretty
much ignore
you. They did a great
you.
Job of ignoring me.
But
I've never been ignored so well.
Yeah.
As I was ignored by the media.
Sure. But they didn't ignore the people who were in the two-way races, like the libertarians running as Republicans who were up against Democrats in the state rep races, or those who were running, you know, as Republicans against the Democrats in the Senate races. There's a handful that I think ran as Democrats as well. But those folks had some attention. Aria DiMezzo made it through the primary, so she got quite a bit of attention. So in New Hampshire, if you're a libertarian, you actually have a chance at getting some level of attention, although Darrell W. Perry certainly was ignored pretty widely in his race for governor, and he sadly only ended up with about 1.42%, which actually was slightly below his predecessor in 2018. Who got 1.43%. So, again, it is tough being the libertarian, which is why I have to say the approach of running as one of the two major parties seems to make more mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe that's the way to deal with the two parties is to infiltrate them and destroy them, tear them down to nothing.
I totally agree. I mean, if you look at Aria, she ran as a libertarian for Senate, or sorry, not Senate, for sheriff 2 years ago. She got about 2%. Then she ran as a Republican for sheriff and got about 20%. So
yeah,
she got
that's a good thing.
10 times the vote percentage total that she did 2 years prior just by changing her party. And yeah. She got a lot more attention, too.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I would say hers was the most successful libertarian campaign we've seen yet in the sort of the free state migration situation here over the last 2 decades. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
These really phony polls, I have to call them phony polls, fake polls, were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Thursday. The president continues.
The officials overseeing the counting in Pennsylvania and other key states are all part of a corrupt Democrat machine that you've written about, and for a long time you've been writing about the corrupt Democrat machine. In Pennsylvania, partisan Democrats have allowed ballots in the state to be received 3 days after the election.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden urging Americans to remain calm while each ballot is counted. Speaking from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, Biden says the process is working. USA Radio News. The four former officers accused in the death of George Floyd will be tried together.
A judge on Thursday declined to change location of the trial for the four former Minneapolis officers charged in the death of George Floyd and ruled they will be tried in a single proceeding. Defense teams argued their clients should face separate trials as each officer tries to diminish their own role in Floyd's death by pointing fingers at the others. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill ruled after attorneys also argued that pretrial publicity will make it impossible for a fair trial. They claim that protesting outside makes it unsafe for defendants and that jurors could be affected by chance from the crowd. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed's near-zero benchmark rate will hold to help deal with the economic impacts of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is continuing to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Your reflections, your thoughts on the election, they're certainly welcome, or anything that you want to discuss. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Ian and nobody in the studio tonight. And also want to invite you over to check out AnyPay. The guys from AnyPay have done amazing work at helping people in business accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV. You can go to AnyPayInc.com and learn more about what they do there. You can do Bitcoin acceptance at your real-life point of sale, or if you've got an online WordPress where you have a WooCommerce plugin, you can actually get an easy-to-use plugin from AnyPay that will allow you to instantly start accepting cryptocurrency. It is amazingly simple to install it. Just go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, and AnyPay 2.0 is here, and it's easier now to accept and faster now than ever to accept crypto payments through AnyPay. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, you already know if you've tried it, the experience is super fast and super smooth. But some wallets are not quite ready for this impressive payments technology, and those wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. So if you use Coinomi or Exodus or RelayX or Bread Wallet, there's some others too, go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade and learn why those wallets are not they're not compatible right now with AnyPay, and they need to get fixed for that. So AnyPayinc.com/upgrade, there's an explanation of why that is, and then some contact information for those wallet programmers so you as a user can reach out and ask them to add these features to their wallets, which would be great.
Yeah, I just created new wallets for copblock.app to accept donations, and I went with Edge Wallet for a couple of reasons. I liked the I want to be able to use it with AnyPay,
mm-hmm.
and also I like the Fios names, the ability that to attach a name to some
like a memorable
receive addresses. So yeah, if you go to copblock.edge, then
That's the thing that I actually wanted to talk to you about. But I wanted to talk to you about it off here because I actually tried to. It would be copblock at edge. It's the FIO name format, and I tried putting that in and it didn't work. So I don't think you finished the process. So we'll check that.
Well, I will check that out then.
Yeah, we'll check that on the break, and we'll make sure it works before the end of the show tonight. So people can use
that
it.
Way. I won't be lying.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. A lie unless you know it's a misinformation,
okay.
In which case now you know, but you didn't before I told you. So we go to Dana calling from Bangor, Maine. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live watching us on our DLive channel at dlive.lrn.fm.
Hey, I'm glad to hear you guys talking about the fraudulent nature of these selections.
Yes, sir.
You're right on the same. I'd like to remind people that honest politics is nothing more than a competition of ideas about government. That's all it is. It's your opinion, your ideas about how the government ought to be, the force, whatever you want to call it, the government, versus nobody's, versus me, versus George Bush's, versus anybody's on the planet. And all we've ever gotten, though, is, you know, the way you would find out who has the best ideas is you would have some honest, vigorous debates, and lots of them. But, of course, we don't have those at all.
No.
Got these stinking phony... essentially, their press conferences for the two corporate parties. And
it's an interesting way to put it—a press conference, almost like a competing press conference where two sides are given time to pitch themselves and they argue a little bit.
They probably give them beforehand, or they're issues that are phony in the first place. None of them ever talk about the money. What I can't get over is the fact that I can't find a Republican or a Democrat who understands that our real rulers are the people who control the issuance of money.
Mm.
And it's truly disheartening to see so many people.
You know why that is, right? Because people who control the issuance of money also control the Democratic and Republican parties.
Now, wait a minute. Just to clarify, Dana, are you talking about politicians? Hold on. Are you talking about politicians on the federal level or the local level? Because I know a bunch of them here in New Hampshire that understand.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry about that. The local and the state people, the real power is at the federal level. Can we admit that? I mean, the little power that they
Well, the power to drop
people.
Bombs is at the federal level, but the local power is real power, too. I mean, those people have control over property taxes and drug prohibition. And if we could change the local government in New Hampshire, we could push back against the federal power fairly effectively. I mean, if Aria DeMezzo, our co-host, had been elected to sheriff, she could have told the federal government to keep out of Cheshire County. And
what are you going to do about the money system? I never hear anybody talking about
that. Oh,
that's
easy.
You're not going to do anything in two.
I'll tell you what. I have a proposal. Nobody has a workable proposal on this. The first thing that we should do is we should print out 28 $1 trillion bills, and we should send those...
Coins. You'd have to do coins, because it's the Treasury or whatever. They can't do bills.
Well, no, I'm talking about printing the money, not producing something that's worth... That I'm talking about just printing the money, sending it off to our creditors, and canceling the national debt by
printing it. I'm just saying it would have to be coins because of the way the system. You'd have to mint
Well, so long as we make the coins out of bubble gum or something, that's fine. And then the next thing that we should do is we should let the world know that we're no longer going to be using dollars to we're no longer going to be accepting them for payment of taxes. So if you have dollars, enjoy them. They're worthless.
Maybe we could try make it transparent for one thing. Nobody can even I can't find a person who can even tell me who creates our money. money and how they do it. I understand this, but very few people understand that. They think the government prints the money right now.
This is the Federal Reserve.
This is one issue that nobody ever, ever talks about. So I know this is why I figured human nature out. The things that they talk about are not important. The things that are truly important, they never talk about.
Sure. They're talking about sports or pop culture.
About the issuance of money.
Or whatever.
About the fact
we talk about it a lot here, and I'll go ahead and throw something into this discussion. So, nobody, you're sort of proposing like your ideal for the federal government, but the odds are that any of us are going to get elected to the federal government and propose anything like that, pretty slim. So what you need to do is make changes to the money system without asking for them to change theirs. And the way you can do that is by putting your value into things that you have control over, like cryptocurrency or gold backs or, you know, some sort of gold or silver, hard money, crypto, something that is not in control by the government, something that the government cannot affect.
How is the issuance of new money going to work?
It's already out there.
When I talk about money, I'm talking about the issuance of newly created money.
It's already out there. It happens all the time with cryptocurrencies.
The bottom line is money should not be issued by an authority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't be centrally controlled.
Money should be something of value, like gold or silver or, you know, even entropy, which is more or less what Bitcoin uses.
Yeah.
But
so we're gonna plunder Mother Earth in order to increase the money supply. And,
no, you don't need to plunder Mother Earth. Bitcoin doesn't plunder anything from Mother Earth.
I said gold and silver. I was talking about gold.
There's plenty of gold and silver out there already. And yeah, there's some inside the Earth, and some people are going to pull it out of there, and that's okay too.
No,
yeah, I mean,
not. That's a
people
bad
will
thing.
Pull
that's,
out.
That's, that creates a lot of mess. I don't know if you read about the Amos River in New Mexico. Check that out.
Well, I mean, what do you want to use as money, I guess?
Well, money is nothing more than a number. That's all it's ever been. And what I want to see is a system where money is issued to people pro rata. An egalitarian system where...
Well, now that sounds like some sort of government program to me, and if you have to throw money down from on high, you've already gone wrong in that case. Now, I got to let you go, Danny. Your phone's kind of iffy. We were able to understand you, but it wasn't so great.
Did leave something to be... It sounded like you were gargling, bro. But
any centrally controlled solution for money is bound to be politically manipulated and bound to fail.
Yeah, and it's bound to redistribute wealth from the poor to the rich, which is what the Federal Reserve has done from the beginning, and is what every system will do if the politicians are in control of it.
Right. The nice thing about cryptocurrency is no one is in control of that. Anyone who wants to can fork Bitcoin's code or Monero's code or whatever and start their own crypto, whether it'll take off or not, that's up to the market to decide. More coming up.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And also, don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are on our website, and they are completely free, so please enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And yes, you can follow us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Also, dlive.lrn.fm. Those are our video streaming platforms on which you can watch the show live and or play it back anytime you want to. Plus, we have shows for playback on YouTube still as well at youtube.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Jo Jorgensen. She has netted the second largest vote total in the Libertarian Party's history at, according to the polls, about 1.14% of the national vote, which wasn't quite enough to best Gary Johnson in 2016, but did do better than Gary Johnson in 2012. And, of course, in my opinion, Gary Johnson did so well in 2016 because there were a lot of people who just did not want to vote for the two major parties in that particular election. Sadly, Jo Jorgensen was basically ignored by the mainstream media. Gary Johnson got some media in 2016, but most of the time it was because he screwed things up. There was this gaffe about Aleppo, some of the silly faces that he made during certain interviews. These are the things that ended up getting him media attention, not any of the ideas that he was promoting.
And the Aleppo gaffe, such as it was, is just an example of how ludicrous the coverage has been, because really what somebody said, what about Aleppo? And he didn't immediately connect it to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, what would, you know, imagine the interplay between Gary Johnson and an advisor had he been elected. Well, what are we going to do about Aleppo? What do you mean Aleppo? Oh, Aleppo the city. Oh, well, we're not going to do anything mm-hmm. about Aleppo the city because we don't have any jurisdiction to do anything outside the United States.
Right, if you haven't pulled out.
That's all you need to know. The people of Aleppo certainly wish, I'm quite sure, that Gary Johnson had been
president,
president because they got the hell bombed out of them after that.
So,
it was really just an indication of how chronically unfair the media is and will remain because they are bought and paid for by the Democratic and Republican Party.
Right, which is part of the reason why, you know, the idea that anything can ever change on the national level is just pure fantasy. The news media isn't going to allow it to happen. The government, the debates, they're designed to exclude third parties. And it's not a bad idea to run a candidate just for the sake of trying to get the word out. But if you really want to have an effect, it's got to be done locally. And the problem is, libertarians, there are not enough of them in any one given geographic area. Hence the reason why you and I, Nobody, and thousands of other liberty-minded folks have migrated here to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, part of things like the Free State Project, of people who understand that if we are too distributed, too diluted in other places, we'll never get a foothold anywhere. And we've got a foothold here in New Hampshire. We've got liberty-minded folks who've been elected to state house positions. We've got some fairly liberty-friendly senators now at this point. And, you know, we're making some progress here. It's slow because politics tends to be slow. I mean, obviously, we all wish that it could happen faster. And if you want it to happen faster, then pick up and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What other options do you have? Because staying where you are isn't working. Look around mm-hmm. you. Look around. And what do you see? You see plenty of people. And it's here in New Hampshire, too. You see plenty of people being obedient, doing what they're told, arguing over left versus right. And no amount of libertarian campaigning over almost 50 years has had an impact on that. When I first started in libertarian politics back in the late 90s, you know, libertarian candidates were running as third candidates in most races and getting maybe 2%. 1-3% would be a good turnout for a libertarian. 1-2% was definitely more typical. And they're not doing any better today.
Yeah.
So it's not like the message has caught fire or anything like that. It's not like there's this libertarian renaissance.
I think the message is a lot more popular, actually.
Is it? What are the results?
I think it is. Well, the results are going to be null mm-hmm. because the other message that's out there loud and clear is that the elections are rigged and only Democrats and Republicans are permitted to participate. Mm-hmm. And so that's all of you, you know, all of those people who say, oh, well, taxation with representation is all right. It's only taxation without representation that's a problem.
Taxation
well,
is never okay.
What? I would agree with that, but if you're a libertarian, you are not and you will never be represented in any way mm-hmm. in this government. So,
in the federal government.
Yes. So even if you think that only taxation without representation is wrong, well, guess what? You've got reason to fight back because you are not represented.
So a little bit more about Jo Jorgensen and her results. As Reason.com points out, around 57% of all voters who selected neither the Democrat nor the Republican for president in both 2012 and 2016 chose the Libertarian. This year, that share will be increased to closer to 69%. So of the people who are not choosing one of the two major parties, the number of them choosing the Libertarian has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer people chose the Green Party as their third party choice this time around. Fewer people chose the Constitution Party. More people chose the Libertarian Party. Now, again, that doesn't mean that overall the totals were better for the Libertarians. They weren't compared to 2016. But compared to every other election in the Libertarian Party's history, this was the best year with the exception of 2016. So kudos to Jo Jorgensen and her campaign staff that, you know, they did make something happen as best as they could in a year where basically political campaigns were neutered by the COVID crackdowns going on across the country.
Yeah.
With massive leads in party registration, number of elected officials, including the freshly elected member of the Wyoming State House that we mentioned earlier, and ballot access, the Libertarian Party over the past decade has become the third party in the United States. All this with a candidate who has a significantly lower name recognition than 2008 nominee Bob Barr, the Republican congressman, or the former Republican congressman who...
Yeah, he's still a Republican.
He switched back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Switched back to the GOP, as did his Las Vegas pitchman running mate Wayne Allen Root, after winning just 0.4% of the vote in 2008.
He was so hard to vote for. I did vote for him. But for me, it was just a matter of, well, I'm voting for the Libertarian Party because Bob Barr isn't going to win.
Were you still in Michigan at that time?
What year was that?
2008. I think you were.
2008? Yeah, I would have still been there.
You moved here in 2009, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And so actually, I was still in South Carolina.
Because here in New Hampshire, there was actually another Libertarian Party candidate on the ballot. So you could vote for Bob Barr or you could vote for George Phillies. So I voted for George Phillies.
Yeah, I probably would have voted for Barr just so it was included in the Libertarian Party.
Well, Phillies was on the Libertarian as well.
But I doubt that anybody was announcing the sum of Phillies and Bob Barr votes. So I probably would have. I would have put my data in the pipe where it would be counted.
Almost no one announces those things anyway. You always have to dig around just to find out who voted for the Libertarian.
Yeah.
So there you go, Joe Jorgensen.
It's all part of the service they offer in rigging the elections.
So if you want to add your comment here, you're welcome to do so. I thought Joe Jorgensen was a better candidate than Gary Johnson for the Libertarian Party. I think she was the right choice. And I'd like to see her, you know, I mean, obviously I think Vermin Supreme would have been the best choice. He certainly had my endorsement before they chose Joe, but I think Joe was a fine second choice to Vermin.
Yeah, I think Joe was great. I think Vermin was great in his way as well. I think that Vermin might have been a better candidate for this election.
Totally.
Just because it's a lot easier to say, vote Vermin Supreme, because screw your system. That's why.
Exactly.
And
it'll be even better if we can get him in there coming up in 2024. So he's still got my support. And so, coming up, hour number three is on the way. The Silk Road is back in the news. And it's not good. We'll tell you what happened coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.